Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I've noticed people are starting to think differently since the last election. I think they're starting to see what you've been trying to tell them for a long time. Times of tribulation are upon us, and it's time for everyone to get themselves ready for it. You know the preppers have some very good ideas for our audience, but please remember to keep God in all your preparations for the days ahead of us. I've noticed in all the TV programs we've watched that no one had God in their preparations. It's good to get prepared, and we really need to be, but remember to keep God at the head of your prepping, and He will lead you through the troubling times ahead of us all. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Sister Sharon has some really good points there, my friends. I understand that many people along the East Coast, especially New York and New Jersey, still are out of power. A little preparation like Joseph, who prepared for 7 years of famine, doesn't hurt. But as Sister Sharon said, please, please keep God in your preparations. Amen.
I have a roof up above me and a good place to sleep. I have food on the table and shoes on my feet. Lord, I know that you love me, and your word I must keep. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Version, Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Watchmen commenting on those verses, My dear friends, do you know that deceivers are a sign of the end times? Titus chapter 1, verse 10, For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. Amen. Do not let these vain talkers deceive you, my friends. The word vain means having no real value or significance. These deceivers have no real significance unless they can convince you to buy into their deceptions. Do not let them do that. So many holy scriptures speak against those who would convince you that wrong is not really wrong. Wrong is really right. Boy, oh boy, are they deceived. When will these things be? Read and study the Bible for yourselves, for there can be found the only answers to that question. Just read with your questions in your mind, and you will find your true truth answers. Amen and amen. And continue to listen closely to the teachings on this program. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
One.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Saith the Lord, O my children, have I not told you? Have I not warned you to leave the cities? Have I not said that the cities are not safe for my children? For I say unto you, evil does abound there. Evil has taken root there. Evil has control of the cities. Sodom has gained control of the cities. So I say unto you once more, hear my voice, says the Father. Leave the cities, saith the Lord. as the wind, saith the Lord, blows the clouds in and blows them away, so shall it be in the days of the end, the last times the signs are being revealed to men. These signs come in and are revealed, and then they go away again. And man pays not attention to them. He pays not attention to the signs that are coming upon the earth, for he wishes not to understand them. But I say unto you, there are those of mine who do understand them. There are those of mine who see the signs and pay attention. And they look at them, and they understand, and they are ready to serve me. They have come before me, and they have paid attention. They have studied my word. They have listened to what it has to say to them. They have applied it to their lives and to the doorposts of their house. And they have fully committed to me, says the Father God. And I have fully committed to them. For my remnant is important to me. And I tell you this, that in the last days my remnant shall stand, saith the Lord.
My, oh my, my friends, will you stand in the last days? You will if you listen closely tonight. Get ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Romans chapter 8, verse 35, which reads, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" My dear listening friends, do not let anyone or anything separate you from the love of Christ. Amen. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are not coming, they are here. So get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support, just like any spiritual church needs your support, in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, they all add up to keep Signs on the Air. And you will help me help and prepare others to overcome the end times. Amen. Let's know the True Truth Scriptures tonight on this program as we get right and get ready, proclaiming, "Come soon, Lord Jesus," Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. And now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, in this program, as always, you get the True Truth right from God's Holy Word, the original King James Version, not the doctrines of mere men. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you," verse 31, "all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men." Watchman comment. Did you hear what I just said? That blasphemy against the Holy Ghost cannot be forgiven? Though the word prophecy is not in these verses, without the teaching of these verses, understanding prophets and true prophecy is difficult. First of all, he that is not with me is against me. And how many people do you know that are against prophets and prophecy just because they have been deceived by a false teacher who has himself or herself been deceived by another false teacher? Let me repeat that verse quote. He that is not with me is against me. Now let's add the second part of Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. "And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." My friends. Let me repeat Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. "Therefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men." Do you want to be forgiven, my listening friends? Then never, ever speak blasphemy against the Holy Ghost or the giftings of the Holy Ghost or the scriptures concerning those things. Never, never. Enough said. Get right and get ready. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. My friend Philip from Ohio has, in the Spirit of the Lord, once more, God bless his heart, sent his WOW, Walk on Water, love gift. And I bless him for obeying the Spirit of the Lord again and again and sponsoring tonight's program. Because without his sponsorship, love offering he sent to Box 122 this week, I would not be on the air. And you would not hear this program tonight, and that's the truth. Amen. Father, I pray, Lord God, bless Brother Philip and meet his every need. Strengthen and encourage him in these last days, Lord, and help him to be an overcomer. And also bless all the others who make each one of your science programs possible. You know who they are, Lord, because it is you who touch their hearts to give, and you also know their needs. Bless them all abundantly, Lord. Amen. And please, Lord, continue to bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth and expose the false. Speak to those also, Lord, whom you would have send support. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I not only pray for you on this program, I pray for you in my morning prayers. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. GMO babies, that's genetically modified babies, are now being engineered in labs under the guise of preventing incurable diseases. Life, whether human or otherwise, is no longer sacred to many of today's scientists who actually believe that tampering with the genetic blueprints of living beings will somehow improve humanity and create a better world, as if God himself couldn't do a good enough job. And this disturbing reality became ever more apparent recently when genetic researchers, OHSU, announced their discovery of a way to manipulate the DNA of human embryos to obstruct normal gene transfer and create genetically superior babies that are supposedly less prone to disease. Watchman comment, I told you that this was coming. Even if they do succeed in making them less prone to disease, as those babies who have their genes modified have babies themselves and the genetic defects begin to occur. To the brother in New England that wrote about the bill H.R. 6566, I have covered that bill, brother, and you must have missed that program. And yes, I did pray for you as you requested. Continuing. Cesium in trout, 110 times over the limit. A mountain trout caught in the Nadia River in Fukushima Prefecture contained 11,400 becquerels of radioactive cesium per kilogram, more than 110 times above the government limit for food products, a survey by the Environment Ministry showed. My, as if the world didn't have enough trouble, now we have hot nuclear fish in the ocean. My. Continuing. What would the world be like if it were 4 degrees warmer? The answer in a new report released by the World Bank is dire. Extreme weather, heat waves, floods, drought, sea level rise, food shortages, and more. The study says coastal cities could be inundated with floods. Limited food supplies could cause higher malnutrition rates. It says average summer temperatures could rise 6 degrees Celsius in parts of the United States. Watchman comment, this would fulfill many of my spoken prophecies, though I will not put them on right now, as I will, however, wait and let you hear them as this report becomes fulfilled and fulfills those prophecies. Amen. Continuing. San Diego, California citizens could soon face prison sentences for washing their cars using city water. Agenda 21 is alive and well in California, where public officials in San Diego are pushing for the passage of draconian new measures that have the potential to criminalize ordinary activities such as washing your own car or irrigating your own lawn. And according to the North County Times, residents who habitually violate these things and other ridiculous new environmental protection rules could face criminal fines up to $100,000 a day or up to 6 years in prison. As regional water quality officials begin hearings on new regulations that seem crafted to turn most owners of a car, house, or dog into criminals within a decade or so. Turning dog owners into criminals by failing to pick up dog poop promptly from their own backyards, let alone on the sidewalk. To enforce the new provisions, cities throughout the region would be required to set up a 24-hour hotline for residents to snitch on their violating neighbors and would later be held liable by the government for their crimes.
The day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Continuing, Obama threatens 14 U.S. governors with immediate arrest. A chilling report from the Foreign Military Intelligence Directorate, GRU, prepared for Prime Minister Putin, warns that United States President Barack Hussein Obama has served on 14 U.S. governors' national security letters, NSLs, warning that if their actions in attempting to form what are called state defense forces are not halted, they will face immediate arrest for the crime of treason. Watchman comment, this is not talking about patriot militias. It's talking about legitimately formed state militias. Treason? Is there a dictator coming out of the closet? Continuing. State Defense Forces, SDF, also known as state guards, militia reserves, or state militias, in the United States are military units that operate under the sole authority of a state government. They are not regulated by a National Guard Bureau, nor are they part of the Army National Guard of the United States. State Defense Forces are authorized by state and federal law and are under the command of the governor of each state. State Defense Forces are distinct from their state's National Guard in that they cannot become federal entities. Obama's fear of these state defense forces rests with his not having power over them, therefore Obama has no way to control their use. The two U.S. governors spearheading this rebellion against Obama are the Republican opposition party governors of Minnesota, Tim Pawley, and Texas, Rick Perry, both of whom have a deep fear their president is destroying their nation. Continuing, the coming EBT riots. What will happen when the government entitlements stop? EBT cards, and in case you were wondering what an EBT riot is, are modern-day food stamps, except they're electronic. In essence, they are government-issued debit cards that allow recipients to spend taxpayer money for their own groceries. But EBT cards aren't merely good on food staples like beans and rice. They can be spent on processed junk food that promotes diabetes and obesity. There's the dirty little secret of the EBT scheme. It encourages low-income Americans to become high-profit customers of the pharmaceutical industry by eating their way to obesity, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. That's why the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry just loves EBT cards. My, oh my. Continuing, Obama pushes new national retirement system. Director of the National Senior Council, Robert Crone, said that it is clear that it is the first step towards a government takeover of our private retirement accounts. The NSC, or National Security Senior Council, says the administration's goal is to eliminate private retirement accounts like IRAs and 401k plans. Watchman comment, the government has been dipping into all these things for years. That's one of the major reasons, folks, why everything's going broke. Social Security, retirement plans, etc. Continuing. Hundreds of New York homes to be demolished after Hurricane Sandy. Some 200 homes in the New York boroughs of Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island that were hardest hit by Sandy will be demolished in the coming weeks or months. That is what New Yorkers have read about in many other places and have never seen themselves, so it is definitely unprecedented and shocking to many New York, New Jersey residents. The New York homes set to be razed will be, in addition to the 200 or so that were already bulldozed after being heavily damaged by wind, water, or by storm-sparked fire. The New York City Buildings Department must still issue a ruling on about 500 damaged structures, some of which could also meet the exact same fate. Watchman comment, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Global temperatures will rise by 4 degrees with potentially devastating consequences for coastal cities and the poor. Rising sea levels could inundate coastal areas. Flooding can also contaminate drinking water, increasing illnesses such as diarrhea. This fulfilling the prophecy spoken by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, back on Sunday, January 18, 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end-time sign. Or have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Continuing. Attack on U.S. power grid would be worse than Hurricane Sandy. In a report written back in 2007, but released only recently, the National Research Council warns that the national power grid is inherently vulnerable to terrorist attacks. Such an attack could cause more damage than Hurricane Sandy, say the authors, blacking out large regions of America for weeks or months and costing many billions of dollars. The grid infrastructure is also heavily stressed, leaving it especially at risk to multiple failures following an attack. Some equipment is decades out of date. Watchman comment, if you are not ready, you had better get ready. I'm not talking just about prepping. I'm talking about reading your Bible and getting closer to God. When the grid goes down, you lose everything you depended on to live. Get prayed up, then get stocked up. But get prayed up first, because stocked up won't help you that much if you're not prayed up. Perhaps a major new grid threat is a cyber attack. Continuing. Preppers, in your survival plans, have you forgotten spiritual preparedness? Most of the talk on preparedness these days focuses on food, water, emergency medical supplies, sleeping bags, and similar items. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course, but it's limited to the scope of being ready for things that happen when you're alive. Remember, Yahweh told Joseph to prepare for 7 years of famine, but remember, Joseph already had his heart right with God. But Joseph prepped, helped his family make it through, amen. Remember this, preppers, this is your life. It's just the blink of an eye in the larger perspective of spirituality and the survival of your conscious soul. There is an alternative life beyond this life that you live right now. And your actions here on earth are judged by the Creator, Yahweh, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the one true God, the I Am. What have you done to prepare your soul for the afterlife? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord of your life? That's the most important part of your prep, and that's a big amen. Get you an original King James Bible and read it daily. Start with the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 and 11. They tell you how to pray and to be saved. Whether you live or die through the next earthly preparedness crisis, the truth is that you all pass on to an afterlife sooner or later in heaven or in hell. The fact is inescapable and thus warrants the consideration of every person living today. I'm prepared fully, are you, to meet my God, to meet the one who can save me from hell? The time is short. The day of the return of Jesus Christ is at hand. And I can assure you that judgment day for you will be here before you know it. Do not wait. Prep your soul with salvation now. If God were to judge you right now, my friend, where do you think you would go? Heaven or maybe hell? The choice is yours and yours only. And that's a true truth. Amen and amen. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. And you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly always needed. Will you pray and ask the Lord what He would have you send to help Signs stay on the air, especially if you appreciate the program and would miss it if it went off the air? So please pray, and if the Lord is touching your heart, please respond by writing to Signs Radio, spell Signs, S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle. Spell that. L-I-S-L-E. Abbreviate New York. N-Y. Zip 13797. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Faith Walking. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. When Corrie ten Boom, author of The Hiding Place, was a little girl in Holland, Her first realization of death came after a visit to the home of a neighbor who had died. It suddenly impressed her that someday her parents could die also. So then Corey went to her father about her concern, and he confirmed to her with these words of wisdom, "Corey, when you and I go to Amsterdam, when do I give you your ticket?" "Why, just before we get on the train," Corey replied. "Exactly," her father said. "And our wise Father in heaven knows when we're going to need things, too. Don't run ahead of him, Corey. When the time comes that some of us will have to die, you will look into the heart and find the strength you need just in time." My dear listening friends, fear of death means you're shaky in your salvation. You haven't got a firm foundation. Some of you may not be conscious of it, but you as humans have such a problem with fear. Fear that God won't come through when you are in need. You want insurance. Insurance for your cars. Insurance for your houses. You want to be insured that you will be okay if something happens. It has become your way of life. Now, my dear friends, you need to get assurance instead of insurance. I am not saying go and cancel all your insurance plans, but at the same time, God wants you to trust in His provision in our time of need, not your worldly insurance policies. Why not purchase eternal life assurance by asking Jesus Christ into your heart as the one and only Lord over your life? It costs you nothing in money, as all you need to do is give up your sins. And that's going to be hard for some of you, that I know, but you can do it. My friends, Yahweh, the Lord God Almighty, will give you the strength to endure anything that comes your way. He has your ticket ready for you. Get it punched today by asking Jesus Christ into your heart. Amen and amen. All aboard for the Holy Ghost train. Glory to God. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming. They're here. Get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going up soon. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Stop fearing and get ready. Stop fearing, get right. Stop fearing, love Jesus with all your heart. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to Frequency 5070. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time. 5070 Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That address, one more time to write, is this: SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. I'm about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks so much, my friends. Glad to have you with me tonight on Signs International Radio. I sincerely appreciate all those who send in their love gifts. Signs listeners, they're the best. And because they listen to the program, they know the truth that will set them free. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.